Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, we were breaking out film for the Baltimore Ravens after the convincing win against the Cleveland Browns to even their record at a game apiece. We talked about the offense after a slow start. Cleveland's defense had a lot to do with it. Started to percolate in the second half, pulling away to win handily. Now we get to the Ravens' defense after a bad second half against Buffalo, fourth quarter in particular, going up against the Browns' offense that didn't do much. But, Vinny, was this a case of a poor Browns' offense or a Ravens' defense making them look that bad? Film study.
Probably a combination, Bob. I mean, you saw the first play of the game, they blitzed Roquan on the first play. They were coming after him from the get-go. I mean, the Ravens, defensively, they looked faster. They looked more aggressive. They looked more confident. They were more physical. I mean, and that was – so it was what I thought they were in training camp. That's what they looked, a fast, physical, aggressive defense. And that's how they played. You know, we'll get to Roquan, but up front, I thought Madubuike – I think Madubuike is playing great the first 2 weeks of the season. And because Travis Jones is getting doubled a lot, and Madubuike is getting singled, and he's taking advantage of it. I mean, and what they'll do with him too, and probably do it this week too, also, is put him on the outside in passing situations because he can bull rush. He's strong and he's got some quickness and stuff. I think Madubuike is playing. You know, I mean, you've got Madubuike playing great. You've got Roquan playing great. And you've got Kyle Hamilton. So you got one at every level playing awesome in the first two games right now. Broderick Washington needs to pick it up a little bit. He gets, you know, on like one of the plays in the game, like he gets driven back into Roquan. Then Roquan got nowhere to go. Then he's stuffed. Now, Buchanan, I think Buchanan's going to be the starting inside linebacker. I think he's kind of settled into that position. He looks comfortable. He plays smart. He plays instinctive. He's got really good football smarts. I thought my biggest concern with him was the short arms. You know, it affects him some, but he's a really good football player, and he's strong, and I think he fits really well with Roquan, and he's good in the pass stuff too. Knows where to go and his angles and stuff, and he can run, and he's good on the coverage on the kickoff team also. So I really like the way Buchanan is coming along. My biggest concern, Bob, I'm scared death the pass rush. You know, and Vannoy was kicking ass. You know, I mean, they couldn't block him. That right tackle could not block Vannoy all day. You know, and even the play, Bob, that he pulled on the hammy, he ran a twist coming up, and he's free. And then all of a sudden you see him, like, you know, grab that hammy, and then he stopped. So, everybody else, they got to pick it up. And you know, and Ajabo is going to get a chance now. But Owe, got to pick it up, man. They got to start to win some one-on-ones. Mike Green, you know, you played two games as a rookie. He just needs to play faster. To me, he's thinking too much. And the biggest thing is get off. And he's got a great first step. Use it. Use it, you know, and he tries this. He's on the ground way too much. He's getting pushed down too much. He's got to play stronger on that. He just doesn't, like, he's not letting it loose with his pass rush. Because, Bob, I saw him, like, in one-on-ones in training camp. He's wearing out Ronnie. He's wearing out them all. So he can do it. He's got to do it. He had one decent rush where he grabbed Joe's ankle, you know. The other guys now with Tavius Robinson, Tavius is going to try hard, you know, like on the fumble. He got a play there. And he can push you back on a bull rush and stuff, and he'll get a little swim in there. But he's a long strider, you know, so he's not going to beat you with outside speed. So it's going to be interesting because Detroit can throw the hell out of the ball. And if you give him time to throw back there, you know, then it's going to be dangerous. That's why I think they're going to have to blitz. They're going to have to bring people, you know, because Goff, you can't let him sit back there in the pocket. Roquan was spectacular. It's the best I've seen him play. Better than any time last. Because last year at this time we were saying, damn, Roquan looks heavy. You know, he's not running that well. I mean, he's running fast as hell right now. And he looks fast. He looks explosive. He's playing like defensive MVP type player.
Player
right
of the
now.
Week, it was named today.
Yeah, congratulations to him. I thought Nate Wiggins had a good game. I thought Nate Wiggins played much more aggressive. He did miss one tackle, but he made a nice play, you know, on the screen pass. He came up and made a physical play. But he's playing much more aggressive, getting up on people on the line of scrimmage, you know, and we'll see. Is he going to be on Amon St. Brown, or is he going to be on Williams? Probably be on Williams because match speed for speed. I thought Malachi, he got much more involved, feel more comfortable. He had four tackles, you know, and reading things quick and stuff. I thought he was good. Kyle Hamilton just blows people up, man. I mean, his read and react is phenomenal. Plus, his pedal plant drive is awesome. So, I think, kind of like Cordell said, I think we'll see Kyle in the slot some more, you know, and covering people and things, and, you know, not putting him back because they were playing a lot of cover two. I think he's going to probably be more involved if Humphrey is out. You know, Awuzie, I think he's playing good. You know, I mean, he made a nice play on the deep ball down there, and he's had some blitzes and stuff. He's done a nice job, and they're not creating separation on him. He's been a pleasant surprise to me.
All about keeping him healthy. That's been the key to his career.
Yep, he's done a nice job. And Keon Martin, the 8 or 10 snaps that he got, he was involved in all of them. You know, he's quick. He can run. Good plant pedal and drive. You know, he's got suddenness and quickness, and he's got ball.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Skills. And if Humphrey's out, he's probably going to get some more run. TJ Tampa, he's got size and stuff. Tampa made a real nice play. He had a real nice pedal, read the quarterback. It was zone coverage and broke the ball up. That was a hell of a play. And he had one play where he came flying up on the run, you know, and he dove. He missed, but the play had to cut back inside, and it didn't gain much. So I think overall the secondary played pretty good, you know. The only thing, Bob, defensively, the only thing that concerns me going forward right now is somebody has got to come to the party as the pass rusher. Who's going to be the guy? You know, and you can't have nobody getting there. That's the problem. Right now it's been Matabike and Van Oy. Van Oy's gone. Now, all right, so do you start doubling Matabike? And they've got three new starters at the guards in the center spot. So maybe that's where, you know, you're going to attack, because you're not going to attack the right tackle, you know. So you may attack the offensive left tackle.
Yeah, Taylor Decker. Yeah, Sewell.
Yeah, Penei Sewell is, you know, an all-pro right tackle, and he's a monster of a guy. So, you know, attack Decker on the left side, and you're going to attack the middle. And that's why I think Matabike will be a guy that they'll want to really – you know, study and look at. But the defense much improved over week one, and we'll see, you know, because they got a hell of a challenge. They got a lot of skilled people, speed running backs, you know, and a power back. You know, they got to win up front. That's what they got to do. They got to win up front on both sides of the ball.
It's 88-81-057. The Fan. We're telling you about the Cubs scored four runs before Pittsburgh recorded an out. It's tied at four. That's why you got to play 27 outs. Tied at four, top of the third in Pittsburgh. If the Cubs win, they clinch a playoff spot here. 2025 Orioles and White Sox get it on at 2:10. We'll come back, give you the Orioles starting lineup as they go for the sweep, and then a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, coming up at 2 here on 105.7 The Fan.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.